surrender. The only way to be always happy is to submit to God's will and leaving everything to Him, to be contented in the condition in which He places us. Surrender means inner contentment and peace. It means giving up of the ego sense. Until the ego sense is completely eliminated, we cannot realize God. Self-surrender means that we throw the whole burden of life, our anxieties and sorrows, on the Supreme Lord, who is the master of all, and keep our mind filled with calmness and peace that comes from His constant remembrance. Cling to the Lord in all situations. Do not worry about anything. Have complete trust in God. Give up all superstitious notions. Do not mind the opinions of the world about you. Court the society of pure and noble souls. Whenever changes come in your life, take them that they come from God's will alone. Take to the changes naturally and cheerfully. We are ever under God's care and protection. We are never forsaken. God is all love. We have doubts about Him because we are not conscious of His love. Let us know once and for all that He is our sole refuge. We are ever watched over, guided, and lovingly taken care of by Him. So let us surrender ourselves to Him, keeping up His remembrance always. Surrender to God as you are. It is not that we must purify ourselves first and then go to Him. He must purify us. We must go to Him as a child to his mother. If the child goes to her in a dirty condition, the mother does not turn it away nor ask it to come clean. She herself takes the child and bathes it clean. God is more loving than the earthly mother. When we surrender to God and allow ourselves to be guided by Him, all obstacles that come on the way are found to be helpful and beneficial to our progress. Life is a battle for all. There is joy in winning as well as losing in this battle. Let your heart be ever in tune with God. Then winning and losing are seen as the play of the divine. Some persons say that surrender is a sign of weakness. Ramdas says it is the path of the strong. Surrender is not so easy as people seem to think. It is very hard to eradicate the ego sense. Surrender is the only way to root out the ego. It is the straight path that leads to God. Really, man has no will of his own. There is only one divine will at work everywhere and in all. It's a mistake to think that we as individuals have got any power to do anything. God is behind everything. His power does all things. If we know that His power is alone active in us and submit to Him, we shall be free from the ego sense and realize that we are the infinite universal spirit. Know once and for all that as an individual actor, you do not exist. It is the one divine shakti or power that controls and guides all the movements and changes in the world. You are the instrument activated by God's power. You are the very expression of God. Nay, you are God Himself.